When and why did you start playing music?
And just kind of did it to accompany myself, you know, was kind of bored, and, you know, away from home and needed something to do. And I always was a big music fan. So that's the reason I picked it up.
Awesome. And was it country music right away, or was there like a certain genre that you loved?
Yeah, it was pretty much country music. This voice I got won't let me do much else. kind of stuck, but no, I grew up loving country music and Southern rock and roll, so that's what I've always kind of leaned toward.
Well, cool. So what was the first instrument you learned? Was it the guitar?
Yeah, guitar is the only instrument that I fully learned. I know a little bit of piano, but not enough to do it in front of anybody.
Okay, well, cool. And so, are you the only person who's really musical in your family, or do you have anybody else who's interested in instruments?
Well, in my immediate family, I would have to say yes, but in my extended family, meaning like my dad's brothers and sisters and my mom's brothers and sisters, there's a couple of piano players in there for the local churches and things in there, but nobody's ever really pursued it professionally like I have.
Okay, well, cool. And so... Within your career, what's been your fondest musical memory?
I mean, probably my fondest memory would have to be playing shows with Hank Williams Jr. We've done that now 5, 6, 7 times now, I'm not sure, but he was a really, really heavy influence on me as a young kid riding around in my pickup truck or in my car listening to the radio. He was it's a big deal where I come from.
Yeah, of course.
Probably my very favorite artist of all time would have to be him. So getting to the point where we were actually invited out to open some shows for him was an absolute dream come true.
That's awesome. And so I guess, yeah, my next question was going to be, what's your favorite classic country artist to listen to? Would it be him then?
You gotta be Hank Jr.
Do you have any others that you love to listen to?
Yeah, absolutely. Any of the old Outlaws, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, I love to absolute death. I like Dwight Yoakam, which is like a Bakersfield, California type sound.
But yeah.
I love Dwight Yoakam, and I even go all the way back to Hank Williams Sr. There's so many guys now I love. It's a guy that I don't think gets enough credit in classic country music or in country music in general is Don Williams. And the older I get, the more Don Williams I listen to, I think he's pretty incredible.
Sweet. And so you mentioned being able to open for Hank Williams, but you've also opened for people like Lynyrd Skynyrd, Jake Owen, Justin Moore, Randy Houser, Lee Rice, just to name a few. What has that experience been like?
It's always been good. Like I said, just getting to the point, especially with us, you know, not being your typical act. And when I say that, you know, we don't have a big record company behind us, and I've chosen that path, and I'm willing to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
But to get to a point as an independent act where you're getting those invites and you're getting that recognition, you know, somebody tipping the hat and be like, hey, we wouldn't mind having that guy out. You know what I mean? So that's always been a great experience.
So you talked a little bit about being an independent record label. Why did you choose, not even like, I guess, a path that's less traveled on, but like very rarely traveled on? Why did you choose to go that route?
Well, when I came into country music in 2011, there was just, the pop country thing was first kicking off pretty hard, and I knew that I didn't want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's no knock on that. You know, people love it or hate it. The bottom line is it's got to be popular. They wouldn't be doing it. They're mm-hmm. selling out arenas doing it. That's absolutely fine. But I was so ingrained in the old Outlaws and the old Southern rock and roll. That's the kind of music I wanted to play. And I knew if I went and signed a record deal that they would alter that in some way.
Yeah. Yep.
I wasn't willing to jeopardize the integrity of the music I was doing just to get famous. And I thought, you know what, if I just plug away at it and do it my way, maybe enough people will catch on that I can make a living doing this. And thank the Lord, that's what's happened.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so You know, besides the people that you've opened for, are there any other musicians that you've gotten an opportunity to work with and learn from?
Well, you know what, to be absolutely honest with you, my band, I learn from these guys every day. You know, we're all based out of Nashville, Tennessee now, but, you know, Nashville is one of those places, everybody's here, but nobody's from here.
So, right.
You know, we're from Louisiana and Texas Indiana and Massachusetts, all over the country, and it's great to see. You know, I'm a good enough guitar player that I can write songs, but these guys that I play music with every night, running up and down the road, are really, really true professional musicians. You know what I mean? They're great at their instrument, and I learn from those guys every day.
So, speaking of performances, do you have a kind of a pre-performance routine that you try to follow?
Well, you try to stick to some things, but being on the road is a very unpredictable place, and every place you pull into is kind of different in regards to how your day is going to be mapped out and scheduled. But I always like to do my sound check and get back to my hotel and lay down. I can never take a nap. But I just like to lay down and be in silence, turn the TV on, just not speak to anybody for 2 or 3 hours. You know what I mean?
Right, get in the zone.
Yeah, maybe get a little workout in. And the older I get, the less those workouts are popping up. But, I like to do my sound check and just go get along for a few hours, because I know once showtime hits, I won't be alone for a long, long time.
Yeah. So, and also kind of going with the performances, obviously, you know, God didn't make us perfect. So what kind of mistakes have happened, but you've kind of picked up from them and kind of went with the flow, I guess.
Oh yeah, man, playing live music is one of those things. It's not if a mistake's going to happen, it's when.
Right, know? Right.
And the thing is, what's been so incredible about my fan base is, just like we would as a band, they take it with a grain of salt. We all laugh it off. We all keep going.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of become one of those things where you at that show when this happened. You know what I mean? That's the
way.
So it's, you definitely learn from your mistakes. You know, people forget what part they're supposed to be playing. I've forgotten words on stage. I always blame it on the fans when I forget the words just to supposed to be singing.
So how does it, you know, you've just this past September released your 7th studio album. Looking back on your first Rowdy Reputation, how do you feel?
You know what? You try not to stop and reflect too much, but we've gotten to a point where I do feel very satisfied. And that doesn't mean I'm still not hungry, because there's still some things in this business that I want to do. Obviously, we're not at the top.
Of course, yep.
But for what we are doing, we're very successful, and I'm very proud and humbled by everything that's going on, and it makes me feel accomplished, and it makes me it lets me know that years ago, those decisions that I pined over for months and almost years, whether mm-hmm. to sign a deal or whether to do it my own way, I can breathe a little bit and be like, you know what, I made the right decision. It's been a longer crawl. It's been a different road that we've taken, but everything is really starting to come tenfold to us now, and I'm really glad about that.
Well, good. And kind of, you know, continuing to speak about your new album, are there any specific songs that you really love, or like really like the message that they give?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I always tell people all the time, you know, I write everything we put out. I write every lyric to every song. So all the songs that you write, they're just like your kids. If you have children, people out there that have kids, they know what I'm talking about. You love them all the same, but you're just really proud of the one that's doing really good at the time.
Right.
So, I think this evening is kind of our play on a love song with this album, and I think that it's going to end up being really big for us. Something that I wrote that was really personal and kind of vague, and I'm not that kind of writer. Normally, I usually write pretty direct stuff, but there's the final track on the album called In the Wind. Something that I stuck on there at the end, kind of more for me, and I have gotten tremendous feedback from the fans about it. So you know, it's full of Frank Foster. We got some good time and songs on there. We got some we got some rock and roll, and we got a couple that'll make you think. You know, I think all of them have potential to be really great.
Awesome. And so, like, as a, I guess, kind of as the album as a whole, is there any like single message you're trying to deliver, or is there anything in particular?
Yeah, it really doesn't have, I guess, a theme, you would say. It's just, I just want people to, what I've always tried to accomplish with my albums is if you're not completely 100% satisfied with what's coming on your radio every day, I can be the guy that could be that alternative to that.
Yeah.
I just try to put out music that's, that has a sense of realness to it. And whether it's with track one's a rock song and track six is super country, it's still 100% bare bones, just me and the boys, and this is what came out, you know?
That's awesome, yeah. And so do you have any, like, being, you know, again, looking back at yourself, do you have any advice for, you know, new singers or bands that are going into the country landscape?
Well, the country landscape, the thing about it is, this day and time, there's so many different versions of country music. They mm-hmm. don't split it up, but, you know, as I feel they should, that's a whole other interview. But there's so many avenues you can take and still be under the country umbrella that I guess this day and time you don't have to grow up like I did to be considered a country guy, mm-hmm. you know, as far as your music goes. And with social media and all those avenues, you should use those to your full extent. You can create a buzz on social media and dang near start a career for yourself on there. So if you think you got a little talent and a few songs, all you got to do is make a post, and in 2 hours you could be the next big thing. You never know.
Heck yeah. And so speaking of, like, you know, practicing and trying to find that full potential, how often do you practice, and, like, for how long?
Well, my scheduling has kind of changed because I have a 2-year-old running around the house now, so all the quiet time at night, I just go in a different room in the house and not bother my wife and play guitar and sing all night. Those days are over. So I have to compartmentalize it and plan for it, but the band and I try to get together. You know, we're usually on the road, you know, 8, 12, 15 days a month, so we're playing every night, so we're staying, you know, pretty sharp, but we still try to get together a couple times a month while we're home and change the setup and just try to stay sharp. But I've always set aside time for practice and songwriting, especially. That's kind of what I bring to this band as a whole, as a songwriter. So I always set aside some time for that. It's just different these days.
Well, awesome. And so let's talk a little bit about you and your family. So you said you were married and you had a kid. How's that going?
Just celebrated our 9th year together. She Aww. Deserves a purple heart for that. She's stuck it out with me for that long. Yeah, we had our first son together at Thanksgiving. It'll be 2 years. So he's been an absolute joy and a blessing. It kind of changed my professional life because my wife used to be on the road with me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She was the tour manager and a merchandise manager, and she was the everything, basically. I showed up, smiled, and played music. She done everything else. And, you know, so she can't be on the road with him at the late nights and some of the places that we go and things that we have to do. And there's no way he could be out there and have any type of sleep schedule. So It's changed things on the road, but it's made my life at home so much more rich and better. Yeah. I just love it. You know, it's like, you know, today I had rehearsal with the guys and getting ready for this weekend and just come home and him and her here just waiting on me and supper cooking. And, you know, it's the little things in life now that make me smile.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, that's awesome. Again, talking a little bit more about you, where are you from and originally? And how, like, what kind of environment did you grow up in?
Yeah, I grew up, I'm from North Louisiana. People that have any knowledge of North Louisiana, there's two what can be considered pretty big towns in North Louisiana would be Monroe and Shreveport. I grew about halfway in between them, north of Ruston, almost on the Arkansas line.
Okay.
And when I tell you it's the countryest place you've ever seen, I mean it. we're talking probably 25, 30 minutes to a grocery store or a bank or anything like that. There's a song on my first album about being born on a dirt road, and that's just not a cliche. That road that ran in front of my parents' house was a dirt road till I was 12 or 15 years old before mm-hmm. they ever paved it. So we're from way, way out there. I come from a place where when I was a child, and even now, you know, people still live off the land. Mm-hmm. You know, they may have a job, but they hunt, they fish, they farm, and they make their life a little bit of the old-fashioned way. But I tell you what, I just went back there last week, and it's like stepping back in time, but it's something so beautiful about Aww. That. I hope yeah. that place never changes.
So speaking of, like, you know, things that you like to do, like, do you like to hunt or fish or anything like that? Any hobbies that you have?
Absolutely. My hunt hobby is completely out of hand. to be absolutely honest with you. I usually, about the 1st of November, my touring really, really comes to almost a halt for about 2 months because yeah. I do a lot of hunting in the winter, November, December, early parts of January. And then again, I do the same thing in the spring when wild turkey season comes around. I love it. We do it the right way. You know, we don't abuse anything, mm-hmm. Whatever I lay down in the field, I put on my table. I was brought up that way. So
that's we do awesome,
it
yep.
for the love of it and for the sport of it, but we also do it the right way. And it's just something I can't wait to pass down to my sons.
Yeah. Is there anything you like to hunt in particular? Like you mentioned turkey. Is that your favorite? Or do you have like
turkey? Turkey is fun. White-tailed deer. It's between white-tailed deer and turkey.
Okay.
My favorite, you know.
Which one tastes better?
Well, it's according to who's cooking it. My dad can cook both of them so good, but probably I joke with my wife all the time that if I ever get in bad trouble, my last meal, I better have deer steak. You know, fried deer steak's hard to beat.
Okay, cool. So kind of jumping back to your independent label, is there a meaning behind Lone Chief Records?
Well, kind of. I mean, obviously, I'm the guy doing it. It's kind of always just been me. But mm-hmm. On my mom's side of the family, we have Cherokee Indian.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom's mom is actually full-blood Cherokee Indian.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
I was able to enjoy her until I think my junior year of high school she passed away. But having somebody that entrenched in a race and a culture that I don't even think this country even remembers mm-hmm. hardly before, you know, it's just that growing up with that was so amazing to me. I was so drawn to that side of me and my brother. You know, I have another brother.
Yeah, so, that's amazing.
Yeah, I was drawn to that. So it's just kind of like, I was trying to think of something cool and kind of pay homage to that and make people stop and think just like you, like, wow, well, I wonder what's behind that. You
yeah, know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I kind of did that so I could shine some light, you know, on that part of my heritage. I think it's pretty cool. My dad's full-fledged cowboy, and he married a full-fledged Indian, so I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well,
she gave us a good skin tone, the main thing.
Right. Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.